Dear friends, it is with great joy that we are back today in your company to study a particular subject which combines archaeology and Bible. We can name it the double documents. So, on this subject, we'll have two presentations. You probably can remember that during our first meeting, I introduced myself personally and I asked you to have precise questions in order to have precise answers. The best illustration that came out of my experience regarding this method is the study of these double documents. The Book of Life was my main interrogation. And this for a very precise reason, because this book is presented unto us under two different aspects. Let us read together some verses concerning this vision. The first is found in Revelation 3, verse 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed with white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. The book revealed here is the book of life, which book is obviously open, from which names can be erased. It is not said that names can be added, but at least it is definitely open. Our text seems to tell us that this book is a sealed book. In fact, when we read in chapter 5 that there is a book sealed with seven seals, which is in the hand of him who sat on the throne, and that will be given to the Lamb, we can dig deeper through this matter. Let us read these texts together. Chapter 5, verse 1 says, "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals." Same chapter, verse 6. "And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne." Then, this book is about to be unsealed step by step, but the text doesn't mention which book we are talking about until we come to chapter 13, verse 8, where the answer is being given. Revelation 13:8. "All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Surprising text, because it seems to tell us that some people have never had their names written in this book of life. This can pose a problem of predestination, but you are going to see that the double document clears this problem. Consequently, we have here a sealed document. Thus, the Book of Life is presented under two aspects, opened and sealed. When I presented this problem to my Bible teacher, He reminded me that in the Bible there is but one book of life, and that we must look for a document having both characteristics. These two characteristics seem not to be compatible, as one was open while the other was sealed. While in the States, during my studies concerning theology and archaeology, one of the very first classes which I followed about archaeology dealt with the double documents. And these double documents, quoted quite incidentally, seemed to answer exactly the question which was on my mind. They were documents written twice on the same sheet of papyrus or parchment. The upper part, which contains the first writing, was rolled and sealed, while the lower part, where the same text was written, lies open. We have here a unique document which is both sealed and open. This idea was quite interesting to me. And the more I moved in my studies, the more I discovered precise, extraordinary answers to my questions. Let us try now to define what the double documents convey to our minds. In short, they are documents written twice on the same sheet of papyrus or parchment, on the same side, so not written on both sides except for certain components. These types of double documents already existed in ancient times between the time of Ptolemy I, about 311 BC. And the last ones discovered on an ancient Roman border post called Dura Europos, located on the Euphrates, by 256 after Christ, date at which this Roman border post was no more under Roman Empire. Some precisions about these double documents. Generally speaking, they are contracts. One can find several types of agreements: purchasing agreements, sale contracts, slave purchasing contract, financial lease, marriage contract, divorce, children custody contract, all kinds of administrative documents, even requests to princes, vows and gifts offered to temples, etc. Il y avait même des requêtes auprès du prince. Il y avait également des vœux et pour des offrandes offertes au temple. Bref, il y avait toutes sortes de documents. Maintenant, now, how have these documents evolved, since there is the typical type which we have already seen in the scriptures, where both writings were strictly the same? But there has been an evolution, and little by little things have changed. For example, notarial offices in charge of registration were outdated, and the double documents started to lose their usefulness. In fact, to what purpose were the double documents? The sealed upper part stood as a guarantee to the open lower part. In other words, when two parties determine about a contract, the open part could be checked at any time, while the sealed part couldn't be touched. Et la partie fermée, scellée, ne pouvait pas être touchée. In general, these double documents remained as such, but in case of conflict between the two interested parties, a legal authority could open the scroll, look through it, and see whether both the sealed and the unsealed writings match. Et regarder à l'intérieur pour voir si l'écriture intérieure était bien conforme à l'écriture ouverte. En effet, At that time, it was easy to scratch a writing and rewrite over it. Entire books have been scratched and rewritten. At this point, it would be good to have some insights concerning the sources of the documents. The main ones are in Egypt, but some can be found elsewhere too. During the whole ancient Greek and Roman times, there are not more than 150 double documents. It is probable that a certain number of documents were unbrittled by the holes made in between the two writings for the purpose of sealing them with strings. It is most probable that these documents could have been set apart and a certain number of them, which could be believed as simple, have in fact been separated from double documents. But anyway, a certain number of double documents, approximately 60, have been found in the archives of Zenon, who was a secretary to the many important figures of his time. These archives could contain about 2,000 documents, among which the approximate 60 double documents. Out of the three documents discovered in Kurdistan, two of them are double ones. Some bits and pieces have also been discovered here and there in the Roman Empire. I would like to point out a main source, which are the archives of Babatha. Babatha was a woman who evolved around Bar Kokhba. Bar Kokhba was in fact the commander of the Second Jewish Revolution, which was crushed in 135 by Emperor Hadrian. A certain number of documents were found in the south of Qumran Caves, where Dead Sea manuscripts were discovered, among which the archives of Babatha containing 35 documents, of which 33 were double ones. There are some other sources, but only about 60 typical documents have come to us from ancient times.
Livré qu'une soixantaine de documents. Alors,
il me faut. Let us consider again the way a double document was designed.
Ces doubles documents. En effet, on peut noter.
We can note some characteristics. First of all, the upper part were written in a tighter handwriting than the lower. And as the lower part consisted in a wider handwriting, it happened that the upper part had to be squeezed, and even sometimes one line written exceptionally at the back in order to contain the whole text.
Par conséquent, on sentait qu'il y avait là une difficulté à loger tout le texte dans la partie haute.
The back contained also another writing, which is the signature of the witnesses. Let me show you how a double document looked like. You have a typical double document. You can see here the disclosed part, while on the upper part is the sealed one. This seal part was tied with strings, and seals were affixed.
On avait apposé des sceaux au dos de ce document.
Facing each seal were the names of the witnesses.
Témoin qui avait mis son sceau à cet endroit-là.
There could be, in certain cases, from 3 to 16 witnesses, but most of the time, there were 6 of them. It was a rather common way of doing things. And when the document keeper, called the syngraphophylax, opposed his signature, there were then 7 seals. Thus, the Seven Seal Scroll was quite common during the Roman era. I told you some myths before that there eventually could have but one line written on the very top of the back. What happened in case of conflict? A judge or a legal representative, depending on the nature of the document, would be referred to have the seals opened. I'll open these ones and we'll see how the inner part looked like.
Présenter l'intérieur du document.
It could have been easier to cut them off, but more difficult to reproduce the representation. Then, once the seals were cut off, the one in charge to examine the document discovered the inner part, which the Roman called the scriptura interior, and the open part the scriptura exterior.
Et la partie ouverte, la scriptura exterior.
You may notice on this document that the scriptura interior is written in a tighter handwriting than the scriptura exterior.
Et parfois, il y avait même
sometimes there was that line written at the back because of lack of space.
Ensuite,
you can also note that there could be scratches on the lower part, while in general there existed none on the upper part. These are some elements showing the difference that could exist between the two writings. I would like now to talk about documents that preceded those known as the double documents.
Ce que nous connaissons maintenant sous la forme de double document.
The most ancient documents of that type, known as the Babylonian tablets, that were also written twice in the same way. The first tablet, on which there were cuneiform writings, then covered by a second layer of clay, and on this second layer, the same text was written. Thus, the one who received the document could read the external part of the text, which could have been altered, then break the layer of clay and was able to read the inner document, which normally was the same. I would like to talk to you about something else. The Babylonian tablets dated about 2000 before Christ, and there could be other earlier tablets, as the Babylonian Talmud puts it, a sort of extremely complex document which has never been discovered. The Babylonian Talmud is posterior to the first document of the Greek era. It is known that it is originated from older documents, probably of the 7th or 8th century before Christ. There is another type of document which was sealed at each fold and which certainly represented a case study, but in a certain way was the forerunner of the double documents. Let us also talk about documents discovered in the Isle of Elephantine. During the 5th century before the Egyptian era with Ptolemy, there was a Jewish colony on the island. It was the time when Egypt was being colonized by the Persians. This Jewish colony, located in the southern part of Egypt, was supposed to defend Egypt from invasions coming from the south. And this colony has produced several documents that have been discovered. These documents were not double ones, but simple and rolled as a document like this could be. That is closed and externally sealed. But they contain a specific clause called Begot. There have been many interrogations about this clause, which said the witnesses were inside. What could this mean, the witnesses were inside? We shall understand this through these documents. In a double document, you can see that the signatures of the witnesses are outside. While in the simple document, the text is written and the witnesses sign at the bottom of the text in the inner part. The witnesses' signatures are inside. We have therefore the proof that if during the 5th century the Jews have written simple documents with a special clause that the witnesses' signature were in the inside, they have the memory of traditions of documents with witnesses' signature on the outside. Then, it is probable that in two different passages in the Bible, double documents are mentioned. This we shall see in our next presentation.